Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, I spent a lot of time on the Jets in the last three seasons, really four seasons, I guess, if you want to count the that rookie year of Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, and also Breece Hall. Those guys were all drafted in 2022. And now, you know, you've seen Gardner have a great rookie year. You've seen Garrett Wilson develop into a, you know, very good NFL wide receiver. Breece Hall is considered an upper echelon running back. He's not one of the greats, but he's, you know, he's not one of the, you'd have him in the top half if you were splitting him down the middle. Rich Samini, who I was talking about last night and who Aaron Glenn has just had enough of. Talk to Rich. Dr. Rich. Don't ask me, ask Rich. Rich Samini had this morning. It's almost like he was listening to the show last night. And he writes, there's so much optimism in the Jets locker room that wintry afternoon in New England, the final game of 2023. With one win, they vanquished an old bully and celebrated their future. The Jets stumbled to a 7-10 season after Aaron Rodgers and the season-ending injury in week one, but ended a 15-game losing streak to the Patriots in Belichick's last game as coach. That game, by the way, is the last Patriots game I attended in person. There was nobody there. I went because I thought, you know, this could be it. This could be Bill's last game. Like, they might fire him at the end of the season. And a lot of people thought I was crazy for even suggesting that on the radio, which I had been doing for a while. I mean, it's just how many more of these seasons can you expect? How many more screw-ups and F-ups are you going to see before they do something about this and move on to the next phase of Patriots football? Even with that, it was still surprising that he got fired. Still, it was like, oh, my God, he got fired. Wow, it really happened. But I went to that game because I thought, hey, this could be it. And there was no one there. It was an awful game. And after it was over, there was no acknowledgement of Bill Belichick at all. I mean, it was not – not that I didn't think they were going to fire him, but like they didn't act like they were ready to close the book on Bill Belichick. It's not like it was, hey, coach, thanks for everything. You know, like none of that. And even though he hadn't said anything and he wasn't planning on retiring, if that was something that the Crafts were planning on doing, I would have thought maybe they'd have a little something here. Nothing. Nothing. And that win by the Jets snapped a 15-game win streak for the Patriots. Patriots had beat them 15 straight games. And then the Jets finally break that streak on Belichick's last day as the head coach of the Patriots in his last game. And there was some symbolism there, right? Now the Patriots are officially dead. Brady's long gone. Belichick's gone. The team sucks. The quarterback's been ruined. Bailey Zappi sucks. Everybody sucks. Like, it's just a big suck bag team. And now here come the Jets. With their offensive rookie of the year, their defensive rookie of the year, both of them had pretty good follow-up seasons. Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback. He got hurt, and that's the reason why they went 7-10. It's a big part of the reason why they went 7-10. But 2024, that was supposed to be it. Okay, well, now we got Rodgers back, and we got our guys, and we got some more additions that we've made, and Breece Hall's getting better, and here it comes. And no. Rodgers did come back from the torn Achilles, but we all saw what they did last year. The Jets, since that game, are 7-19. They've replaced their coach, their GM, and their quarterback. Sauce Gardner is gone. Wilson is on IR. Breece Hall almost got traded at the deadline. Like, he was a big trade. People were talking about all sorts of trade rumors with him. Jets did hang on to him. You look at that, and you look at how quickly that all unraveled. And some might say it was a combination of the Jets being the Jets, and also Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, you know? Like, it's not, you can't plan for a guy to tear his Achilles like that, but also you're talking about a pretty old quarterback that you're trotting on out there and hoping for the best. And when you're dealing with guys that age, you know, the injuries happen.
When I came out of the darkness, something changed.
Something certainly changed, yes. Aaron Rodgers. Lousy season he's having there in Pittsburgh, too. And he started getting better towards the end of the year last year, but they just couldn't win games. The Jets just couldn't win games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Patriots, on the other hand, since that game, had another awful season where they went 4-13 with Gerard Mayo and Van Pelt and Drake May in his rookie year with Jacoby Brissett and Mayo not having any kind of Rolodex, so he just brought back all his own guys because he didn't know anybody else. And, you know, they're very insular over there. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone. That's a problem that they've had ever since going back to the Belichick days. And when I say problem, I mean, you know, air quotes. It wasn't a huge problem with Bill until the end when his circle got smaller and smaller and smaller. No one was left, and he had no one to reach out to, and he didn't want to coach anybody. And it was just, you know, this thing where it's like, okay, well, seems like you hate everybody, Bill. It seems like everybody that you've brought in, all these decisions that you've made, guys that you've drafted, free agents that you've signed, et cetera, they're all letting you down. So, you know, why don't you just move on to the next thing? Because this is completely run aground. And it had. It absolutely had. His drafts were bad. The Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi experience was terrible. What really, I think, suffered the most in those last 2 years of Bill Belichick, maybe the last three even, was the idea that there was this almighty system and that the Patriots had this incredible system and they could plug anybody into the system and the system will win and they'll be able to win and be relevant and maybe not win the Super Bowl every year like they did with Tom Brady, but at the very least, they're not going to go down in the tank. They're not going to completely fall apart because they have this great system. And for 1 year with Mac Jones, and you can even say a little bit that year with Cam Newton, that wasn't a good year, but McDaniels got a lot out of Cam Newton, a lot more than anybody else was ever going to get, and he couldn't even throw the ball. Newton couldn't. So, like, you know, sorry, diarrhea of the mouth, I know, Cam, but you know what I mean? Like, it was pitiful watching him out there. And then Mac Jones comes in. They win 10 games with him. And it all seemed like, okay, maybe the system really, really works. Maybe the system really is all it's hyped up to be. And then Bill put that to the test like I've never seen before. He said, my system's so good that a couple defensive coordinators can run the offense. Mac Jones, we don't need to give him anything. We'll just, you know, plug on with all the guys that I want in the places that I want them. Devil may care if they're actually qualified for any of these jobs that I'm giving them. Devil may care if it's going to completely ruin this young quarterback who's actually shown a little bit of promise. Wasn't exactly, you know, Drake May in his first year or anything like that, but it looked like, you know, you had something there with Mac Jones. It looked like he could maybe lead this team somewhere. When you're starting off 10 wins in a playoff game, then yeah, you expect to go up from there, right? Don't you? And no, the system imploded. I mean, the system really collapsed on itself. And that was partially due to Belichick and his stubbornness. It was partially due to, I think, ownership not wanting to invest as much. And that's still a problem, and that's been a problem this whole time. It had a lot to do with Tom Brady not being here anymore, which is the age-old question about Bill and Brady. But I think that's been answered, you know, three or four times over now. But really, it was just kind of laying bare the fact that the system's only as good as the people in it. and only as good as the guy in charge of it treats it. And he treated the system like it was just this almighty, anybody we put out there, they're going to go out there, they're going to win because our system's that good. And it turns out that was all BS. And it's still BS now. Down in UNC. And we all kind of know that too. But what we're seeing here is not with Mike Vrabel some big almighty system. Like, this is the Vrabel system, and you got to do this, and anybody can come in and play in the Vrabel system. That's not what we're seeing here. With Bill, it was all about the system. With Vrabel, it's all about the players. With Vrabel, the players are what's important. Like, there's a real emphasis on that, empowering the players, letting them kind of be themselves, showcasing certain guys, going to certain guys in certain situations, letting them speak their mind, letting them be themselves. There was no, you weren't allowed to do that with Bill. You had to fall in line. You had to be a cog in the system, and that's really all you were. You know, it didn't matter what you were getting paid or why. You'd get sat down if you weren't producing, and then the next guy was next man up, and that's the way it worked. Next man up still exists here to an extent because if someone gets injured, then the next man's got to step up, and that's obviously something that you can say about every single team. But a big part of what next man up in the Belichick era was all about was if Stephen Ridley fumbles, Shane Vereen, you're the next man up. He's getting yanked out of the game. Someone commits two penalties in one drive, he's not going to be out there that next sequence. He's not going to be out there for a while. Wes Welker makes a foot joke about Rex Ryan. He's not going to play the whole first quarter. So the next man's got to step up. You got to be out there. There's only been one that we know of anyway, one disciplinary action taken by Mike Vrabel like that. And that was Barmore, right? Christian Barmore was benched for a quarter or a half, or I can't remember exactly what it was. But they both talked about it. They both addressed it. It wasn't like it was some top secret thing. And then afterwards, you saw them in the locker room hugging each other, and it was all water under the bridge. It was one quarter. Okay, thank you. And I forget. Who was it against? Do we remember? But that's it. I mean, that's the only time. That's the only time I can think of that there was anything really like that. And that was in the Cleveland game. So there you go. And listen, not to say that one way is right and one way is wrong, but it's different. I mean, it's very, very different. And the Mike Vrabel era, I think, has been defined largely by connecting with his players, not molding them into this cog in the system. It's okay, Steph Diggs, okay, Mac Hollins, okay, Milton Williams, okay, Christian Barmore, whoever it is, whoever you are, you know, we're introducing you one at a time. We're not just going to bring you out as one big group and say, this is the Patriots. No, no, no. The Patriots are Milton Williams, are Drake May, are Travion Henderson, are all Robert Spillane, everybody. You're all the Patriots, and we're going to identify you and showcase you individually. And that's something that just flies completely in the face of what Bill Belichick was all about. And it's working. And I just think that's interesting. I think that's it's an interesting time to be following this team. There's still a lot of Belichick holdovers, obviously. You know, you don't believe me, just check on Twitter. Every time UNC comes close in a game or wins a game, the Belichick people are right back out there. They never really went away. They stopped talking for a while, but they haven't really gone away. They still exist.
Hibernation.
They've hibernated, I guess. And they get pulled out of their hibernation when something good happens for Bill, which hasn't happened very often lately, so I think that's probably the reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.